I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to Jazz Unlimited, and this is the second hour. Welcome. The show has to do tonight with the career of trumpeter Lee Morgan, who burned very quickly and bright and got his career ended very early at the age of 33. And that was for a very number of reasons. We're going to start with Blues March with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers.
Thank you.
We started the second hour of the career of Lee Morgan on Jazz Unlimited with Blues March, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. And that was Lee Morgan on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Merritt bass, and Art Blakey on drums, recorded in 1958. And we've got more Art Blakey. We're going to be hearing Hank Mobley, a well-known Lee Morgan tune. And also we're going to be hearing Elvin Jones and John Coltrane this hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. Now we're going to hear one from the trio of John Medeski, Chris Wood, and Billy Martin. Medeski's a pianist, Wood is on bass, and Martin is on drums, known collectively as Medeski, Martin, and Wood. And the tune is a composition of Lee Morgan's called Afrique, and was recorded in 1999 at one of the jazz clubs in New York at the time. It was called Tonic, which had a somewhat short run. So here is Afrique by Medeski, Martin, and Wood, right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. This is the career of Lee Morgan on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for making the choice to stay around with me tonight on our show on the premier hard bop trumpeter. We heard Afrique, Lee's composition, played by the trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood, John Medeski on piano, Chris Wood bass, and Billy Martin on drums, recorded at the club called Tonic in New York in 1999. We've got Lee Morgan with a well-known tune of his. We're going to hear Elvin Jones and John Coltrane. And in the third hour, Jackie McLean with Lee Morgan. So please stay tuned. We have a station break now, and we're going to hear the Jazz Messengers in a 1961 incantation. Same group, but Curtis Fuller is added. The tune is I Hear a Rhapsody. Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Curtis Fuller trombone, Bobby Timmons piano, Jimmy Merritt bass, and Art Blakey on drums in 1961. And then No Room for Squares, with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor, Andrew Hill on piano, John Orr bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums in 1963.
Uh-huh.
This is the career of Lee Morgan on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard a set of two. The first one was the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers of 1961, playing I Hear a Rhapsody, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Bobby Tunes piano, Jimmy Merritt bass, and Art Blakey on drums, and then a rather famous one from Hank Mobley, No Room for Squares. Lee on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor, Andrew Hill on piano, John Orr bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums in 1963. We're going to hear Lee Morgan with Elvin Jones, John Coltrane, Jackie McLean, and Andrew Hill with a choir. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear another one of his tunes. He did have a penchant for and an ability to write kind of catchy tunes. This is one called Cornbread. And Lee Morgan is heard on trumpet, and Jackie McLean on alto, Hank Mobley on tenor, with a rhythm section of Herbie Hancock on piano, Larry Ridley bass, and Billy Higgins on drums, and it was recorded in 1965. Right here on Jazz Unlimited. Please stay tuned. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to The Career of Lee Morgan on Jazz Unlimited. We heard Cornbread played by Lee on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto, Hank Mobley on tenor, Herbie Hancock piano, Larry Ridley bass, and Billy Higgins on drums, and was recorded in 1965. We've got Jackie McLean and Andrew Hill, Dr. Lonnie Smith, and Joe Henderson coming up, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. We have a station break now, and following the station break, we're going to have a set of two. The first one is Elvin Jones, Inner Space, with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Joe Farrell on tenor, George Coleman on tenor, Wilbur Little bass, and Elvin Jones on drums, recorded in 1969. And then Lazy Bird from the classic recording Blue Train, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, John Coltrane, the leader on tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums in 1958.
We'll be right back.
Owsley in that set of two had Lee Morgan playing with some a little bit more advanced musicians than he was usually thought of playing with. First one was Elvin Jones and his group doing Inner Space, and then John Coltrane and his sextet doing Lazy Bird from the Ultimate Blue Train. First one recorded in 69, the second one in 1958. Please stay tuned for Jackie McLean and Lee Morgan following the station break.